This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
As we come closer and closer to the end of the month of Ramadan, so this is the 26th night of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the complete reward for the month of Ramadan. And we ask Allah to make us among those who have the barakah of Laylatul Qadr, Ya Rabbil Alameen. As we come closer and closer now, our attention should be where, Jama'ah? Where should you put our attention right now? The iftar, right? Like my cup of coffee in the morning. Ya Salaam, I missed that, right? These kind of memories, right? No. What is the prize? What's the prize that you are now competing for? This is the time when you start working on what? On the finish line. You still have about 4 more nights, inshallah, besides this one, bidnillahi azza wa jal. So we're coming closer to the finish line. This is when you need to always think about, alhamdulillah, I'm almost there. This is it. Now about winning. Now I want to make sure that I'm, inshallah, that among the foremost, those who go as close as possible to the front, bidnillahi ta'ala. So I need to focus on the prize. I need to focus on the reward. So my dear brothers and sisters, I want to share with you, inshallah, a few things about the reward that we are, alhamdulillah, putting all this effort for. And what is that, Jama'ah? What is the reward that you want for this? What is it? That's it? Which part of Jannah you need, Jama'ah? Aim up there. Aim al-Firdaus al-A'la. Don't say Jannah. Because some of us say, as long as I cross over the bridge of Jahannam, I'm happy. Whichever level in Jannah, it's okay for me. No. I want you to aim high. If you fall short, hopefully, inshallah, in the highest levels of Jannah, Rabbil Alameen. Say Ameen, Jama'ah. Now, to understand the reward, to understand the prize, we need to think about that really eternal pleasure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in Al-Jannah. In dunya, when we think about what are the human needs, there's a very famous Maslow's hierarchy or pyramid of needs, right? What is in the bottom of all the things that we need in our life? The physical needs, right? You need physical security, first of all. The first thing you need is physical security, like what? Make sure that there is food, drink, you know, alhamdulillah, intimacy, the kind of, you know, connection, a physical connection you need for that. All these are physical needs that we need in this dunya. All of us need that. And subhanAllah, our brothers and sisters in Gaza have been deprived of this. May Allah make it easy for them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Deliberately, by other human beings, by the oppressors, they deprive them from their basic human needs. To have access to food and drink, that's a Jama'ah, is not supposed to be a reward. That's a human right in this dunya. In the dunya, it's a human right. And we need to, people fight for it. People in this dunya, they fight for it, of course. If someone takes your haq and right to water, to food, to, you know, physical security and safety, you will fight for it. If someone tries to attack, you fight back. So as a result, of course, we always need that. SubhanAllah, in Al-Jannah, Allah Azza wa Jal guaranteed that for the people of Jannah, all of them. If you're in Jannah, the physical needs will be met. What does that mean? You have plenty of food. What kind of food? What kind of food do you have in Jannah, Jama'ah? Biryani? I just heard biryani, Jama'ah. Why not? You'll get biryani, inshallah ta'ala. But here's the thing about Jannah. Jannah, as Abdullah ibn Abbas, he says, قَلْ لَيْسَ مِن دُنْيَاكُمْ لَيْسَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِن دُنْيَاكُمْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا الْأَسْمَاءِ. Nothing exists in Jannah from this world except for the names. So when you talk about food, when you talk about biryani, when you talk about whatever that is, right? You might have the name there. As Allah mentioned in the Quran, Jannah has what? Rivers. And what kind of rivers? Rivers of milk, rivers of wine, rivers of fresh water, rivers of this, rivers of that. So much. Like so many beautiful things that exist in Jannah. But this is obviously is what, Jama'ah? Thank you. So everything is there in Jannah, but just by names. And even the rivers in Jannah, as the Prophet ﷺ described, they don't have to go through trenches. They float on the surface, but they're still deep. Don't ask me how. Allahu alam. I haven't seen it yet. May Allah make us among those who will see it, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And it is the bottom of these rivers is what? It's made of musk. It's made of pearls and gems and all these things that I remember seeing some of that stuff in cartoon back in the days when we were kids, subhanAllah. But that's really in Jannah, Jama'ah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guarantee all that pleasure to the people of Jannah. And He says, أُكُلُهَا دَائِمٌ وَضِلُّهَا. What is so beautiful about it? That is what? أكلها دائم. Like the food in Jannah is what? Is always, is eternal, always there. It is not seasonal. It's not seasonal. So in the summer, you'll be able to get the fruits of the winter. And in the winter, you get the fruits of the summer. Now here's the problem for our time today. What is the problem that we have today, Jama'ah, in our society? We already have that, unfortunately. And that's why people stop pursuing Jannah. You go to any grocery store today, you can buy fruit that you've never even heard of, probably. You've probably even never seen in your life. Never. But subhanAllah, it is there. It's, but because it's available, we got used to it, so we stop pursuing Jannah. Because now, this is guaranteed. You just go to the store and any time, you can get it, you can buy it. And subhanAllah, COVID showed us that how vulnerable we are as a human race. When people realize, oh my God, we're going to have a problem. So what happened? They start fighting for everything. You remember the biggest fight they had over what? Toilet tissues, right? We became so vulnerable to that level. But that's the thing. Allah guaranteed all of this for us in Jannah. Everything is there. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Like you will find, we'll find fruits of the summer, of the winter. There's no season there. It's always available. And it would never cease to exist in any moment in Jannah. Not just that. You even have control over it. Allah says what? قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةً. It's near your hand. You don't even have to struggle to go to the fridge and get it out of the fridge and wash it. And no, you just point to it comes to you. The water rivers, the water streams, you can even guide it with your own hand, Jama'ah. It's an unbelievable. That's not virtual reality, by the way. That's not AI, Jama'ah. That's real. That you will be able to do that. So that's the first level of the reward. The second level, what is the second thing in human needs? After you are satisfied physically, what is the next thing that you need to satisfy? Emotional. Satisfaction, like inner satisfaction. Because sometimes you might eat everything in this world, but you never feel satisfied. You have the possession of everything in this dunya, but it doesn't give you pleasure at all. I have it in my hand, and it just doesn't give me any pleasure. So what's the point of this? So the second level of reward is to have that sense of satisfaction. And what is the greatest satisfaction that people of Jannah, they need in Jannah? What is the greatest satisfaction? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being pleased with them. Which is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the hadith that in one moment in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to the people of Jannah. قَالَ هَرْ أَرَضِيْتُ Says, are you pleased? قَالُ نَعَمْ يَا رَبَّنَا Of course we're pleased. He says, قَالْ Shall I give you more? And for them it's just like, more than this? Like if you can't even think what the reward in Jannah is, what more than this you need? So they said, more than this, Ya Rabbana? قَالْ نَعَمْ He says, قَالْ رِضَايَ فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا I will be pleased with you, and you will never be exposed to my wrath. What does that mean? This rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being pleased with you leads to what? Never, ever been exposed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment, wrath in any way. So you're going to always be what? Alhamdulillah, in pleasure. In Allah's mercy. All the time. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. No, it doesn't cease to exist. Because it's eternal. So Allah says, you'll always be under my mercy. You'll always be under my rida. That is one of the greatest pleasures you can get in Jannah. Because in this dunya, that's what people pursue from whom? From human beings. Husband and wife, they get married. They've been asking for this for years, making dua, asking the sheikh to interview, blah, blah. Then they get married, eventually. A few weeks later, a few months later, what happens? Like, come on. I didn't sign up for this. Yes, you did. It comes full package, just to let you know. Yani. So now people, they're not getting the satisfaction that they thought it will give them. Yes, they might have had the physical satisfaction. They got the pleasure of it, you know, temporarily probably. But now that things are settling down, they're looking for what? The next level of pleasure, which is what? To see your spouse as qurratul ayn, the coolness of your eyes and the coolness of your heart. So when you're always with them, you feel at peace. You need to find that peace. That peace doesn't exist for some people in this dunya. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantee that peace will always exist for you because He will be pleased with you subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah spoke about Jannah in Surah Amma Yatasa'alun at the end, He says, قَالْ إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا The muttaqeen, the most righteous, they have the winning ticket. Mafaza. They're winners. حدائق وعنابة. He talks about now gardens and rivers. وكواعب أتراب, spouses who are always young and never age. And he says what? قال وكاسا دهاقا. They drink and enjoy. A lot of enjoyment, a lot of pleasure. And then he says لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا. They never hear lies. They never hear any foul language, any things that will hurt them. So all what they hear is something that always gives them that satisfaction, that rida. So that second level of reward that you'll find in Jannah. This whole mess, this whole anxiety, this whole, it doesn't exist there in Jannah. And today, in our time, one of the highest on the list of mental illness issues is an anxiety, and it surpassed even depression. It surpassed depression. Yes, depression, everybody talks about depression, but now anxiety is more troubling. Why? Because, subhanAllah, there is so much of this dunya that we're missing, and as a result, we always feel anxious. Why can't I have this? Why can't I have that? So we never have that satisfaction. We might have the physical satisfaction of it, but never the inner satisfaction of that. Then comes now the highest reward in al-Jannah. May Allah make us among those who receive it, Ya Rabbil Alameen. What is that, Jama'ah? What is that existential question in this dunya that everybody is troubled, trying to find an answer for? What is that? Who is God? Does he even exist? And if he does, who is he? How does he look like? All these questions that we ask ourselves. No, even subhanAllah, no matter how faithful you are, and there will be always those moments when you start wondering. We start wondering these questions. Even the Prophet mentioned that sometimes you'll be sitting there and you start having all these questions. You start asking yourself, "Man khalaq akadha?" Who created this and who created this and who created this? And you keep saying, "Allah, Allah," and then suddenly the thought comes to your mind, but wait a minute, where did God come from? "Man khalaq Allah?" So when you get there, say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim," and then just cease to ask these questions. It's beyond your comprehension. So now the most beautiful sight that you will ever see, that will be in Jannah, is by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He allows us to see Him by removing that barrier of light. And people of Jannah will be able to see the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that suits His majesty. And they will see Him, and that will be it. The answer to all these questions is there. So what does that mean? One of the highest level of rewards is the ultimate knowledge, the ultimate certainty. See, my dear brothers and sisters, in the dunya here, we always fight for what? For physical pleasure, emotional pleasure. But how many of us are really fighting for yaqeen? Not yaqeen the institute, but yaqeen, even that too, it's okay. But how many of us fighting for yaqeen? Like, I really want to have that knowledge that will give me that inner satisfaction because I know. No wonder the first revelation that came in from the Quran was what? Iqra, read. Read, which means learn. Have the knowledge. So brothers and sisters, you need to have peace and tranquility in this dunya. You're going to have to learn. You're going to have to educate yourself. How often do you read? How often do you really write? How often do you exchange thoughts? How often do you have dialogue with people? Like learning, constant learning. That knowledge, hopefully, will give you that yaqeen, that certainty in this dunya, before even the akhirah. Because some people already reach that yaqeen here in this life. They don't have to wait until that moment. They don't. Because they reach that level of what we call it what? Or the Prophet ﷺ called it? Ihsan. They reach that level of knowledge, that level of yaqeen, certainty and iman in their hearts, that you know, no physical pleasure, no emotional pleasure would disturb them if they miss it, because they have the highest level of reward. And what is that? Trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And when they worship, as the Prophet described, كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ, as if you see him. As if you see him with the sight of your heart, not the sight of your eyes, obviously. قَالْ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يُرَاكُ. If you cannot reach that level of certainty, then at least you're absolutely certain that he sees you. That level of ibadah, get to that level, you're already in Jannah. You're already in Jannah. Where we learn that from hadith? Handala. And that's a conclude with this, inshallah ta'ala. We're humans. Our yaqeen in this dunya cannot stay all the way up there. Otherwise, if our yaqeen is always at that level, where would it be, ya jama'ah? We'd already be in Jannah. But it keeps fluctuating. The closer you get to your iman, your yaqeen, your practice of the deen and so on, the alhamdulillah, the stronger your iman becomes, the stronger your yaqeen, your certainty becomes. But the farther away from it you are, you start putting obstacles in between you and that moment by doing things that not support, that brings you there. It furthers you away from it. So as a result, we start getting, you know, less yaqeen, less iman, and that becomes troubling for us. So that's extremely important for us, that we need to make sure that we don't put any barriers between us and that moment of yaqeen. So alhamdulillah, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Abu Bakr Siddiq asked him one morning, how do you do today? قال النافق الحمدلله. He said, I'm a hypocrite. And Abu Bakr was shocked. Like, he knew who Hamdallah was. That's a righteous man. قال ما هي Hamdallah. What are you talking about? قال نكون عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We sit with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So we hear from him. Like, we get the knowledge, right? قال فكأننا والجنة والنار رأيعين. When he speaks to us, it feels that we are already seeing Jannah and Jahannam with our own eyes. But the moment we leave and we go back home, what happens? عفسنا الأولاد والأزواج. We started intermingling with the kids and the family. نسينا كثيرا. We forget a lot of that knowledge, obviously. So Bakr al-Siddiq, he said, if that's what you call hypocrisy, I swear I am too. And they both went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they asked him the question, Ya Rasulullah, what's the story with this? He says, قال لو أنكم تكونون عندي كما لو أنكم تكون في بيوتكم كما تكونون عندي لصبحتكم الملائكة. If you would be at home at that same level of iman and practice and yaqeen like you are with me, then the angels will shake hands with you in the streets. Like, there is no need for the angels to hide from you. You become angels. ولكن ساعة وساعة. We fluctuate. So what that moment of yaqeen might come with to a dip a little bit. Why I'm saying this to you, my dear brothers and sisters? Because right now, as we come to the finish line, this is not the time to start, you know, dipping down. This is the time we start now increasing, inshallah ta'ala, your gain, bidnillah azza wa jal, knowing that the prize is as it's been described to you. That's the ultimate pleasure you'll find it in the dunya. You can, in the akhirah, you can still find a taste of it in this dunya if you practice ihsan, to the level of ihsan. And then, we all know what happens after Ramadan. The incentive here right now, alhamdulillah, is there. I have the masjid is full, the community is all there. Everybody's on the same schedule. Like, we all been unified because of the month of Ramadan. The moment Ramadan is over, you're on your own. You are on your own. You fast 30 days and come to the masjid every single night and you have no problem with that. But the moment Ramadan is over, that incentive is no longer there. So you start having a hard time coming for Isha, waking up for Fajr. What do you mean fast the 6 days of Shawwal? Becomes a struggle because you're on your own. Don't let that dip go deep down. You're going to have to learn. You're going to learn to force it to start climbing up again. You're going to have that dip. It's okay. But learn to always keep going up so that next time, if you have another dip, it is still higher than the one it was before. Your standards are better as you move forward in your life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with His beautiful sight in Jannah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ihsan in this dunya before the akhirah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us conclude this month of Ramadan with ihsan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to be among those with the Laylatul Qadr. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the full reward for Laylatul Qadr. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, our shortcomings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fasting of the month of Ramadan, our qiyam and tahajjud ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah to accept our recitation of the Quran, our charities, our dua, our good deeds, the best of our deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it heavy for us on the scale. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put love and mercy in our hearts for one another, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah azza wa ta'ala to help our brothers and sisters in Gaza to alleviate their sufferings and give them victory, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shield them and protect them from any harm, ya Allah. We ask Allah to protect the children and the women and the vulnerable ones, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put peace and tranquility in their hearts and their lives, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way we all gathered in this moment, in this masjid, in this place, in this beautiful night, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all gather together in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Salihin ala surur al-Mutaqabileen, walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.